Welcome to God's Reporter Podcast, where we can learn, share, and discuss the good news of God's Word. And now your host, David Fry.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of God's Reporter Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something, well, a little something that's been eating at me, and I thought we might want to talk about it and share about it. Talk about how we're living our lives, if we're really living our lives for Jesus like we're supposed to be. But before we get started, let's start out with a prayer. Father God, I love you with all my heart, and I thank you so much for all the blessings that you've given me and all the things that you do for me, Lord. Father, I pray for my listeners, Lord. I pray that you will strengthen their faith in you. I pray that you will heal their sickness, help them with their struggles, or whatever they may be going through, Lord. Father, I ask that you give them peace and comfort in their hearts. Help them with whatever things they're going through, Lord. Father, I pray for the leaders of the countries of the world, Lord. I pray that, especially the ones that are at war right now, I pray for Russia, I pray for Ukraine, I pray for Israel and the Palestinians. I pray that one day they will all come together and come to a peaceful solution and learn to put you first instead of their own problems. As I pray for the leader of the United States, I pray for our president, I pray for the U.S. government, that they will finally come together in agreement and learn to put you first in all of things instead of putting money or whatever else at the top of whatever they're going through. Father, I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit today about how we live our lives. You know, it's as a follower of Christ, as a child of God, it's not easy. It's not easy at all to follow the path that God has laid out for us. We get caught up in being busy in the world or having temptations of the world come knock at your door. And that's exactly what Satan is doing. He wants us to be so busy in the world, so tempted by sin, that we will get so caught up in it that we will forget about Jesus and forget about serving him. But that's the last thing we need to be doing. We need to be putting Jesus first in everything we do, in everything we say, every place we go, in every thought we have in our mind, we need to put Jesus first. You know, there's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, love the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, he's going to give you things to do during this path, while you're going down the path, that you're not going to understand. But you're not supposed to understand. You're supposed to just obey. You're supposed to submit to him and have faith in him and let him guide the way. He is the shining light in our lives. And I know it's hard. I fall short of it some days. You know, do we love one another like we're supposed to? Do we love our enemies like we're supposed to? Do we forgive each other like we're supposed to? No. I can tell you that. And I've got to do better with that. You know, do we help each other like we're supposed to? And I fall short there too. Do we go to church like we're supposed to? Do we read the word like we're supposed to? Do we pray like we're supposed to? It's very easy to get into those kind of habits instead of falling back into the habits of the world. You know, back in the, I believe it was the late 90s, early 2000s, they had the WWJD. You know, you had the bracelets, you had the t-shirts, you had the caps, you had the cups and the glasses and the coffee mugs and all. And the after a few years, the merchandise kind of faded out. But you know, that question is still there. What would Jesus do in our situation? And that's the question we need to be asking every day. You know, I officiated in a wedding last Saturday, March 30th. And I brought up the Bible verse, 1 John 4:16. It says simply, God is love. And those who know love know God. So if we truly know love, then we need to truly know God. We can't know God without, we can't know love without God. Because it goes hand in hand, because He is love. Jesus is the shining light in our life. Put Him first in everything we do. And if you will try to live your life more on the path, then I will too. And I'd love to hear your comments about it. Tell me how you feel about how you live your life for Jesus. Tell me how hard it is, because I know. I'd love to hear your comments or your suggestions. Please take a few minutes. Email me at godsreporter01@gmail.com. Just write a couple of sentences. I'd love to hear from you and know where you're from. I'd like to know who my listeners are. Also, you can call or text the podcast line at 731-474-1199. Please share these episodes. Share them with your family and friends on social media or through text or however. Get the word out that Jesus loves you and loves them as well. All He wants is for you to live the best life you can and give Him glory and honor for it. Live for Him. Because without Him, we would not have a life at all. We may be here, but we would be like the walking dead. Because without Jesus, He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes unto the Father but by Him. He died on the cross for our sins. He paid the bill. So there's no bill for us to pay. As long as we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. Love Him as He loves us. Give your heart and life to Him. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior. And do what He asks. And I know you're afraid sometimes to do things that He asks. But He will give you comfort and peace in it. As long as you have faith in Him, you will be fine. So give me your comments. Give me your suggestions. Give me something that you want to hear about. Please email me. I would love to hear from you. No, just all you have to do is give me your first name and where you're from. DodgeReporter01@gmail.com or call or text the podcast line if you live in the United States. I'm trying to work it out where I can go internationally, but for right now, if you live in the United States, you can call or text at 731-474-1199. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. From God's Reporter Podcast, yeah, Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Have a great day.